Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 17th of October, recording at 9:09 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Well, nothing goes on forever, and today we saw a bit of profit-taking in stock markets breaking the string of consecutive days on the upside. Modest corrections in the Asian markets, and bigger corrections in the European markets, all over 1%. But bear in mind, Europe had led the way on the upside, so these are proportionate. And Wall Street was interesting because Wall Street came in soft, not quite so soft as Europe, but influenced by Europe, but then cut those losses down quite a bit towards the close, only 30 off on the Dow, 5 on the S&P. A little bit more on the NASDAQ composite, 18, nearly 19 points down. But that's all less than 1%, only a quarter of a point for the Dow, 0.37 for the S&P. Now, against that background of softer stock markets, government bonds, which have been hit recently, saw modest rallies. The dollar, a little bit easier in here today, but pretty quiet overall. Now, that stock market sell-off and also a decline in crude pushed up to 60.54, that's the West Texas light sweet crude, this morning in European time, but then sold down to 58.65 before closing at 58.96, and that was down nearly a dollar in here today, and that weighed on precious metals and pulled them down. They were down $10 at one point, but then halved gold was down $10 at one point and then halved that decline, and but they all experienced corrections. So did the industrial metals, which were amazingly strong yesterday. Tin gave up most of yesterday's gains, but it's still up above. It's still higher than any other level that we'd seen other than yesterday's close. Okay, so where are we in the big picture here? Well, as far as global stock markets are concerned, the question that is in my mind, and no doubt some of your minds, is, well, is this the wobble? I said there might be a wobble or two here in the stock market cycle for September and October. We didn't have much of a wobble in September. A few small, very small reactions, really consolidations. And I maintain that while this may be a wobble, we had some downward dynamics here today in the European markets. I think it'll be no more than a consolidation, really. I don't think that we're going to get any kind of serious correction at this time. But markets are a little bit overextended in the short term after that string of consecutive days on the upside. So it wouldn't be surprising to see them pull back temporarily. And today's action, certainly as far as the European markets are concerned, suggests that the rallies are capped here for the short term. In terms of sectors, well, the selling that we saw in Europe today hit pretty well all sectors. We may see less selling pressure in the Asian markets tomorrow, partly because I wouldn't be surprised if they were somewhat softer or down a little bit, at least initially. But the fact that Wall Street pared those gains back quite a bit is favorable. So I remain bullish overall, but I have been mentioning that the strength in the commodity prices would cause some concerns, particularly if oil moved up. Well, I've been saying that for at least the last couple of weeks, but we've seen spectacular gains in some of the industrial metals. We've seen the precious metals steady, although nothing on the upside to cause any alarm among the monitors of our inflation. And oil's decline here today, that quite possibly helped Wall Street to narrow losses overall. So while that oil price remains reasonably low, I don't think there's going to be any panic over inflationary pressures. As you know, the CPI rates are generally coming in lower, and the core rates are generally coming in a bit higher. That's hardly surprising. I do remain overall that we are in a long-term cycle of gradually rising inflationary pressures. Just look at the commodity prices. That'll give you reason for that. Look at all the liquidity that the central banks have created. That's another reason. Look at the synchronized global GDP growth. That's another reason. But it will be a slowly developing cycle. I'm talking about really 20 years or so, and we're still only in the early years of this cycle, and it'll be erratic like all market cycles that we actually see. But my portfolio and my trading, I will position in line with that gradually rising inflation cycle more often than not. Okay, crude oil. Now I put some charts up, or I will shortly. I haven't completed the comment today. I've got some interesting charts. Colleague Ron William reproduced those oil percentage charts, and I've posted that. And he also produced something that showed a shift in speculative positions in oil, and I also produced a semi-logarithmic chart of oil. And just all of these developments put the, or all of these graphs rather, put the current reaction in perspective. Since the 2001 low, for instance, the correction that we have seen in crude oil is only the fourth largest in percentage terms. And I think on that basis, it's way too early to say that oil has had it. There's a vocal, perhaps minority, who feel that way, and it includes some of the oil producers. The fuller money view certainly is that we are at or very near the end of this correction. There is support at these levels. We haven't seen any definitive evidence that a sustainable low has been reached. But we're in the territory where I would expect to see that. And the amount of support building that is required, excuse me, before oil moves back above $70 and goes on higher from there, the amount of time that's taken up in support building before that move on the upside occurs will be the relatively benign breathing space that stock markets have, and that bonds have, at least perhaps to resist downward pressure, although I'd be less certain about the bonds. I don't like that sector, as you know, not the government bonds at any rate. Okay, what else to mention here? The grain and bean complex. This is still very strong in here. I think wheat was down a little bit today, but soybeans, which have been a bit of a laggard, they're strong, back above $6 on the November contract. Still looking very cheap on the long-term weekly and monthly charts. And certainly the deterioration that we had seen in some of the crops for wheat and the shortage that's building up in corn in terms of stocks there, this is another indicator of future inflation to come. And it's also a bit of a trading opportunity, although never that easy to sleep with positions in these fast-moving, exceptionally volatile agricultural commodities. But they're certainly bullish at the moment. And folks, that's it for another broadcast. Roll on Wednesday. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.